There are many reasons for the Vikings' turnaround this season that has them in the playoffs and playing for a division title on Sunday. Improvement by the young, talented players. The return of Adrian Peterson. And another year under head coach Mike Zimmer. But it's hard to ignore the contributions by the 2015 rookies that have played a key role in the team's success.
They do an unbelievable job, our coaching staff, as far as teaching and developing guys and teaching what the scheme is and what's expected of them and working together as one unit, not as individuals. The one thing you wanted to see is those guys, as they learned what the NFL was about, the speed of the game, and getting comfortable within the scheme, is how they progress each week and are they getting better through the season. And watching all our young players, a lot of our rookies contributing and being major factors in a lot of the wins that we had.
The 2015 rookie class for the Vikings included 10 draft picks, many of whom are playing a big role in the team's success. First-round pick Trey Waynes adjusted to the new level of football, and after playing mainly special teams for the first half of the season, the former Michigan State star has been an active contributor for the defense. The 45th pick of the 2015 draft was linebacker Eric Kendricks, who jumped in from the beginning and has been a starter on the Vikings defense. The former UCLA linebacker leads the team in tackles and is already a force in the middle of the defense.
I'm getting a little more comfortable, you know, with the defense and everyone around me, but you know, I'm not happy with anything. You know, I'm never satisfied. I feel like I've improved, but I have a lot left to continue to keep going and a lot more to improve on.
Many thought third-round pick Danielle Hunter was a project since he's the NFL's youngest player. But the recently turned 21-year-old has produced 6 sacks, second in the league amongst rookies, and second on the Vikings.
I feel like it's been going well. You know, I got good coaching staff under me and good teammates helping me out with everything. As the games go by, I'm more comfortable with what I'm doing. You know, every week I'm in the playbook and then watching film and all that, having older guys helping me out. So I definitely feel more comfortable out there.
The offensive side of the ball has gotten plenty of production from first-year players. T.J. Clemmings has started all 15 games and been a big force on the offensive line. Tight end Michael Pruitt has 10 receptions and plays plenty in the Vikings' 3 tight end sets. In the 5th round, the Vikings got quite the addition with wide receiver Stephon Diggs. The former Maryland star overcame being inactive for the first 3 weeks to lead the team in receptions and receiving yards.
You do things the right way, you handle yourself the right way, put in the overtime that you need to, even when you don't feel like it, and you'll be fine. So that's the approach I had, and I knew everything. You know everything's not going to go your way. I had some encounters in college when I got injured. I knew that adversity's going to hit no matter what. I mean, things won't go your way. And the first couple of weeks, I mean, I didn't feel any type of way because we got a talented group of guys, and I'm just blessed to be in the mix with those guys, and however the chips fall, they're going to lay. I mean, God blessed me with the opportunity to play. I knew I was preparing myself ever since training camp, since day one, since I got here. I was preparing myself, and I knew I was going to have to sharpen my blade when I wasn't getting any game time. I mean, still got to work hard no matter what. And when my time came, I knew I was going to take advantage of my opportunity. That's all.
The Vikings have already won 3 more games than they did last year, heading into the season finale on Sunday night. And the improvement has been a team effort. But it's impossible not to acknowledge the contribution from the 2015 draft class, a group that came to the organization in May and has been making a big impact ever since.